Also yesterday, we heard about a woman in India who survived a gang rape and decided to go public with her name. India's been struggling with how to address what at times seems like an epidemic of violence against women. The government quickly adopted stricter penalties for rape after the brutal attack on a student on a bus last year, and local governments are looking for their own solutions. India's financial capital, Mumbai, is taking one controversial step. The city plans to ban the display of mannequins wearing lingerie. Bianca Vasquez-Tonas has a story.
Mumbai's trendy Bandra neighborhood draws shoppers from all over the city to its open-air markets. Everything is on sale here. Clothing, purses, shoes, most of it for women.
My name is Zara Sheikh.
Sheikh quickly scans a table of bras and underwear. On the wall in front of her, clear plastic torsos show off the selection of lingerie. They're not full mannequins, but the plastic forms have enough cleavage to make Mrs. Sheikh uncomfortable.
So you don't like seeing like that up there?
No.
You don't like it?
Not definitely.
What does it make you think?
It feels very embarrassing. I don't feel good. Even if my husband will see all these things, even I won't like it.
Sheikh blames the display on Western influence.
You people, you all are having the habits. So we are not having the habits now because you people are coming here.
Surprisingly, the shop manager agrees with her. Zeeshan Menon says mannequins wearing underwear is a problem. When I ask him if they give him impure thoughts, he seems embarrassed.
It's against our tradition, yes. Mannequins wearing this thing, lingerie and all, it's against our religion.
Okay, a little context here. Generally, women in India wear loose-fitting clothes that cover their arms and legs. Showing shoulders or wearing jeans is off-limits in many traditional homes. So in this context, a mannequin in a bra can seem provocative. At least that's how it seems to 39-year-old Ritu Taude. She is a corporator for the city of Mumbai. It's kind of like being a city councilor. The now infamous Delhi gang rape that took the life of a 23-year-old student last year jolted Taude into action.
Rape cases in our country are increasing. To stop this, somewhere someone has to make an effort.
Taude blames some rape cases on mannequins exposing so much skin, albeit fake skin.
They put lingerie on mannequins that looks like a woman's body. I'm not blaming all men, but seeing a mannequin like that provokes some men with disturbed minds to commit a crime.
Taude proposed a city ordinance banning stores from displaying mannequins wearing lingerie in their windows. The measure passed and just needs the approval of the city commissioner before it can take effect. Many lingerie sellers are upset.
It was something which I was really, pissed and mad about because a visual sells.
Tasneem Mansouri owns a new lingerie store inside a popular Mumbai mall. Two mannequins dressed in thongs, garter belts, and feather boas greet customers at the door. But the proposed ban has stopped her from displaying mannequins in the windows facing the street. She says mannequins are important for helping women visualize what they'll look like in lingerie.
What's the harm of having a lingerie display? It's not vulgar at all. It doesn't show anything bad on a woman's end. It's something that a woman needs to wear and does wear.
Mansouri says scantily clad mannequins don't turn Indian men into rapists. And she worries that this ban means Mumbai isn't the cosmopolitan city she hoped it was when she opened her store. Many media commentators have similar complaints. They're making fun of the ban and call it regressive. Forbes India editor-in-chief R. Jagannathan says the mannequin ban exposes a growing rift between the elite and everyone else.
So you have a very progressive element, which obviously finds this silly to try ban mannequins because it'll put thoughts in men's heads. It's silly. I mean, if you have to change the way they think. You cannot do it by removing a mannequin. So that's obvious thing to say.
However, there's another side to this, says Jagannathan.
This is a city that's accumulating people every year. We are nearly 18 million people in this city. And different people come from villages with different mindsets. There are places where I think boys and girls don't even talk to each other.
Jagannathan says the city found an easy, inanimate symbol to target, lingerie mannequins. But he says it requires deep societal change to root out misogyny and violence against women. And that's hard to legislate. For The World, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas, Mumbai.